Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. News of the day, the Milwaukee Bucks make a pretty big splashy trade ahead of the trade deadline coming up tomorrow afternoon at 2. Earlier today, Sham Sharania breaking the story. The Bucks are trading Chris Middleton, A.J. Johnson, you know, A.J. Johnson, who they just drafted, and get a pick swap with the Washington Wizards for Kyle Kuzma. Patrick Baldwin Jr., remember him, he was with Milwaukee Panthers, and second-round draft compensation. Joining us now from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, of course, he is the one and only Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Bucks beat writer. And I first want to say, follow Jim on Twitter, Jim Ozarski. I first want to say, in case you haven't been listening, I'm livid. I absolutely despise and hate this trade. I feel like Herb Cole owns the Bucks again. I'm not in a good place, Jim. So I will allow you to try and make me feel better about this trade in any way, shape, or form that you possibly can.
I don't know if I can do that.
Oh boy.
Sparky, I'm sorry. I guess, and the reason I say that, and I guess the Bucks fans who, many of whom, Sparky, we've spoken to over the years, didn't want Chris Middleton in town anymore. I don't know if this is exactly what they imagined. And look, 2 o'clock is the deadline. Maybe this is something bigger. We will see. But as it stands, what we could talk about is the deal in front of us. And you mentioned Herb Cole. John Horst probably won't speak until this is official. I don't know, Sparky, but he'll have to answer if there was a mandate from ownership to get under this apron, if the 2032 draft pick is really this important to shake up the roster in 2025.
Well, but don't you think it is going to be important, though? Because odds are Giannis probably ain't going to be here. And if Giannis ain't here, they're going to suck. And we've been through being really bad, 15-win seasons and everything else. To not have or be able to do anything with that pick could be a huge deal at that point if this team isn't very good.
I guess what I'll say, Sparky, is when I sat with Wes Edens before the year, on the record for JSHighline.com, he felt pretty bullish on the financial future of the team, that the Bucks were not going to be in any aprons. They were not even going to be in the luxury tax next year. And this was counting on Chris Middleton on the team, and Dame and Giannis. They were going to actually have, like, just money to work with, let alone their 31 draft pick. And so basically what this when fans are hearing this apron stuff, it's basically – you know, the Bucks would have had to have been an apron, a second apron team, Sparky, not a tax team, not a first, like a second apron team another time in the next 4 years. Like, that's, put it this way, Sparky, if that's the reason, I don't think that's a great reason. And it's probably a little disappointing if that's the case.
Okay, but wait, hold on a second. Yeah. Let me just stop. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Let's say that is the reason. I'm not going to be overly all that mad if we're being honest about it. How many other owners in a small market like this do you think are going to the second apron and paying the luxury tax money that they're paying? The owner of the Milwaukee Brewers isn't even close to sniffing what the Milwaukee Bucks are spending right now in payroll, and he's got way more talent that he's got to pay than what the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks do. Like, at some point, they've got to kind of track this backwards and going back. But my understanding was, tell me if I'm wrong, by simply moving Pat Connaughton off to somebody for a draft picks or whatever, they could have gotten under the apron that way without having to do this.
Technically, yes, though. Sparky, the problem is clearly there is no market for Pat Connaughton,
right,
or Bobby Portis.
Yes.
And so that's like, if that, or Marjon Beauchamp, like if that could have been done in October or November or last summer, it would have happened. Clearly, the market dictates everything, Sparky. And Chris Middleton, it was proven, was the asset. AJ Johnson, to me, is the sweetener.
I hate that part of it. I hate that part of it the absolute most, Jim Ozarski. The absolute most. If this deal wouldn't have included him, and if it would have been Middleton and a pick swap or whatever, I don't think I'd be nearly as mad. But that kid, I think he could be really, really good at some point. And that is giving me the thing that irritates me the most, if and when Giannis is gone and that kid's going and being a star for Washington or something.
Yeah, I mean, the math says he probably won't be. I mean, I'll just be honest. Guys picked 23rd back end of the draft like that, Sparky, don't really ever turn in anybody. And whether they're in the Milwaukee or not, it's just the math of basketball. I hate to say it. AJ Johnson, of course, has athleticism. He's an exciting young guy. He just turned 20 years old. Future's ahead of him. What's interesting, Sparky, though, to me is like this conversation, you're looking post Giannis, and that's, I think, a mistake. Like, I think as long as Giannis is in a Bucks uniform, it's about winning in the near term. So to go back to the start of this conversation, I don't know how this, as it stands, helps the Bucks win a title this year.
No, it doesn't.
So that's the thing I'm most confused about, I guess.
But that's it. Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Bucks beat writer, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'll follow him on Twitter. Jim Ozarski joining us here, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Sparky, irate, currently talking with Jim. I apologize before this started that I was going to be this way, but I'm mad. This is the thing. So we have essentially two more years with Giannis, and then I believe he has a player option, at which point all bets are off the table. Yes, it's $60-plus million, but he's going to get whatever he wants. So if at that point he says, hey, I want to go play with Luka and the Lakers or whatever, Lillard doesn't have much time left either, and he's significantly older. So your window really is a couple of years. The one thing that absolutely cannot happen is Giannis walks, you get nothing in return. Lillard walks, you get nothing in return, and you're left holding the bag in a couple of years with no draft picks to your name going forward. Like, I just don't see how they save Giannis and keep him to stay here. You got Holiday to stay, keep him to stay. You got Lillard to keep him to stay. You have no assets left to go get somebody of that ilk to keep him to stay within the next couple of years.
I mean, you sound like Nicole Harrison.
Oh, I'm just livid. I'm so mad.
You're, you're worrying about a 2 year, a 2027 problem in 2025.
Yes.
I think, look, we'll see if this is the move. If Kyle Kuzma has swapped for Chris Middleton, I think what they're leaning into is that Dame and Giannis, as the focal point of the offense, will get them where they need to be. A 6'9 Kyle Kuzma, who once played really good defense for a Lakers championship team 4 years ago, think maybe that elevates the Bucks in a way to mitigate Chris's shot making ability. We will see. At the end of the day, for Giannis.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sparky, it's about having the chance to win a title. He has never said the Bucks must win titles. It's the chance to win. And I think the Bucks have only shown that they will do things to give him that chance. And he has reciprocated each time with I think this is his third extension in Milwaukee. So if you do want to spin it to 2 years from now, when Dame comes off the books, again, that's where maybe this apron flexibility. Look, they do have draft picks in 31 and now 32 available this summer. They will have cap space this summer, as Wes Edens made sure to point out to me. Like, in terms of rebooting the team around these guys in a way that is suitable for Giannis, we'll see, but they are positioned to do so. My question is this year, I'm really fascinated to know how a guy who can't really shoot helps them in a way and alleviate some pressure on Dame against these high-level defensive teams in the East. That's the question I guess I still can't find an answer to.
No, and nobody's going to find an answer to it. Let me ask you something else. And again, this is something that I've been hinting at the entire time. If the Bucks ownership group, I don't know about Haslam, but if Edens and Fasatelli and those guys, if and when this thing, Giannis thing, comes to an end, or right before it comes to an end, if they jumped ship and got out like Lazary did, would you be surprised?
No, I wouldn't be surprised that any owner sells. I mean, look at the valuations of these teams. Jimmy bought in at $800 million for, 25% of the team. So I wouldn't be surprised with high-level business like that, Sparky. However, the list of billionaires is shortening in terms of who wants to buy a team. That's why these leagues, right, are going to foreign sovereign wealth funds, et cetera, et cetera. It is funny you mentioned the Lazary. I mean, maybe Mark Lazary thought for sure Giannis would leave.
He said thunderstorms were on the horizon or something like that.
Yeah, well, clearly, I think what's interesting there is I don't think Mark had an appetite for the luxury taxes that Jimmy and Wes do. And so the Bucks pay the tax. They pay the apron. They have the second or third most expensive roster in NBA and have had it for several years. Like, they're the high spending team, Sparky, that
they're
the ownership created the CBA for.
Yeah.
Mark didn't really have an appetite for that anymore. And Jimmy had an offer that was great. So look, you mentioned Giannis. I'm fully confident that I guess that when the next Supermax is on the table for him, that's going to look really appealing in 3 years. And so, yeah, would West sell in 3 years? Sure. If someone came and offered him $1 billion, like how do you not think about that? But I don't really see, nothing has indicated to me, Sparky, in my conversations with West, that he's looking for that. I mean, he's the governor for the next 4 years. Jimmy's got a big bankroll as well. So in terms of that stuff, I'd be really surprised if money is any sort of issue here. It was more just, to your point, maybe the flexibility of being able to trade that 32 pick this summer.
I got one other one for you, and that is the Giannis factor, because there's been multiple reports out there that Giannis essentially signed off on this deal before it happened. Do you think that they went to him to clear this in order to trade essentially his best friend on the team in Middleton?
I know we'll ask Giannis that, and he'll always say no. I go to John Horst. John Horst will always say, no, we don't go to pleasure.
Well, somebody's talking in the organization then, other than those two.
Yeah, put it this way. We talked to Giannis this morning here in Charlotte. That his reaction's up at jsonline.com. He sort of deferred to John, right? And I did see some of those reports that Giannis was an advocate of Kyle Kuzma. I was told by someone who would know that is inaccurate in terms of like his sort of personal vouching for a Kyle Kuzma. So I don't really get into that. I mean, look, Giannis wants to win. And so what my gut there is, Sparky, is if he is told about the plan and the team can win or will be more successful, for as much as it hurts, I think he'll rock with whatever. I'll be honest, Sparky. Like, I think it's can they win at the highest of levels while he's in uniform? What does that look like? I don't know if he cares. I think it's just, does it get done? And so, look, if they get back, Bobby's back now. We talked to him today in Charlotte. If they get back to some semblance of this great team, Sparky, from the November 12th to January 23rd, they had the third best record in basketball and the fifth best defense. If they get back to that team and get to the fourth seed and looking strong, like, Giannis isn't going to care. You know what I mean? Like, it's how are they winning, and are they winning at a high level for him?
They did that with Middleton.
Right.
Right.
And so we'll see.
You trade Middleton, so now now the expectation should be that they're better, right? I mean, are they better today than they were yesterday?
I mean, someone thinks so.
No. I didn't ask someone. I asked you. Do you think so?
I can see a defensive world where that they're more consistent defensively, because Kyle is 29. He'll be 30 in July. 4 years. Again, I haven't watched Washington Wizards basketball. I don't know what he was doing in Washington, but I know in L.A., as a role player, as a guy who was playing 25 minutes a game for a team that won a title, he was a good defender at 6'9". He can't shoot, but he can score. So maybe they feel his skill set better fits both ends. And so they must clearly think they're better. I can see a vision of it, Sparky. It's just going to – I need to see it a little more than to just say, oh, yeah, take out a 20-point-a-game scorer, clutch guy. We know what Chris is going to do in a playoff. We know he's going to hit game winners if Dame is trapped, right? Like I know that. Here is an unknown. So I can't definitively say they're marching to these finals right now, because I have to see how these new pieces fit together.
I would need to consume a lot of alcohol to see whatever it is that they see at this point. Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Bucks beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. Thank you, as always, my friend, for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thanks, Sparky.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.